The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My channel.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
I think it's just like sexual, so people thought it would be weird.
I think it's, I'll go as far as to say I think it's weird.
Okay, alright.
No libations, let us let our jester entertain us. Hear ye. Vienna sausage sandwich, sausage on buttered white bread.
Had to stop the poop.
Well, I pooped, and I bespeckled the toilet bowl.
I gave that toilet bowl some freckles.
Looked like a tortilla when I was done with it.
Remember him? From Balto?
Balto?
Very hot.
Balto was sexy.
I'm not a furry, but...
I would never think that an animated animal is hot.
But if I had to choose...
If you had a gun to my head, you working if I'd be like Jack in the Box? I didn't wash my hands. Can I take your order? That's hilarious.
Honestly, that's less weird than someone taking someone's order and then licking, like, the customer's face.
That noise. Someone's getting raptured.
No!
Oh!
This is what Carrie Underwood was singing about when she wrote Blown Away.
That is...
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Soup.
And I have like this weird rash on my inner thigh.
Are your inner thighs really dark?
Oh.
Hold on 1 second.
Ooh, my forehead burns.
Yeah, we're going to wipe all.
Oh, my foundation and my face aren't the same color.
Girl, I don't give a fuck about your foundation. I give a fuck about your skin burning.
I know, but I'm thinking about the YouTube comments. They're gonna be like, mean.
That's just a whole lot of cold black people. Cheers. Who's that boss?
Back to my channel. My name is Sarah Shower, and I'm joined by my roommate
Brittany Shower.
We're cousins, so everyone stop.
Wow, fuck. No, actually, we're roommates.
Original Wahlberg.
Oh, no, well, we're so excited to be here. Thanks for having us, guys. Yeah. I am Sarah.
And I am Brittany.
And it's a pleasure and a privilege to be here tonight at Laugh Boston, one of the most famous venues in the world. The MSGs of all comedy clubs.
Carnegie Hall of Comedy.
We've got a fun topic for you guys tonight. We are being recorded, so nobody say anything saucy, because it'll live on forever. So, would you like to introduce the topic for tonight?
So we are going to be
peeling an orange on stage.
I was like, hey, no one would notice. So we're going to be talking about Mark Zuckerberg. He's actually here, so that's really rude.
Mark,
he's in our VIP section.
So we want to talk about kind of just like the meme of like Daddy Zuck, like how and why and who and how. Yeah. So we'll jump into it. And we picked this because he went to Redacted Harvard. Do we have
anyone go to Harvard here? Anyone?
Harvard? Yeah. Well, you faked us out. What was that? You're lying for fun. Yeah. Alright, no Harvard grads in here.
Do you guys go to Harvard?
Alright.
Oh no, you two. Did you go dark?
Poli sci at Harvard? I'm lying, by the way. Alright, so you guys are all just average Joes like us.
Say! Hey, what about MIT? Anyone? I was like so worried that you guys were gonna be smart. Alright, now we're all equals.
Okay. I know the IQ is all the same over here. Combined everybody in this room, we'd have a full set of teeth. All right, you want to kick it off?
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Mark Elliott Zuckerberg. Okay, I'm chewing, sorry.
I'll take it.
No, he's an American business magnate, internet entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He is known for co-founding the social media website Facebook and its parent company Meta Platforms, formerly Facebook Inc., of which he is the chairman, chief executive officer, and controlling shareholder.
Zuck attended Harvard University, where he launched Facebook in February 2004 with his roommates. Now, what have we done that's notable as roommates?
Oh, shit. We've moved together.
That's true.
We've built gingerbread houses.
That's true.
We've
reviewed houses.
Yeah, we've gone on tour.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Nice. He originally launched to, like, I wish, I didn't realize how breathy my voice is. So it's like blockers on
me. I'm like, I have like pants that have buttons on them and there's like seven and I just like, there's a perfect pressure point where I feel like I'm gonna shit stuff. Like, the thing is like this tabletop is like spandex so I can't even like move forward so I'm just spreading my legs farther apart.
Don't trip it up. The venue's like, we have to sanitize.
Like, now I can tell that you guys would go to Harvard.
Alright, he originally launched Facebook to select college campuses. The site expanded rapidly and eventually beyond colleges, reaching 1 billion users by 2012.
Oh my god, that's like almost the entire US. In 2007, I said almost.
Shut up. It's like the whole world.
In 2007, at age 23, he became the world's youngest self-made billionaire. And I feel like Kylie passed that a couple years ago.
Age 23? Yeah. Unless, was Christian or Lion? Was that a thing?
Oh, I think it was Forbes that probably.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well. since, you want to take it?
Yeah, as of August 18th, 2022, Zuckerberg's net worth was $62.7 billion, according to the Forbes real-time billionaires.
We have got to find a way to hack him. Got to steal something from him.
That would be so embarrassing if we stole his wealth. They're like, who are the masterminds behind this, and it's just us two doofuses? Since 2008, Time magazine has named Zuckerberg among the 100 most influential people in the world as a part of its Person of the Year award, which he was recognized within 2010. In December 2016, Zuckerberg was ranked 10th on Forbes' list of the world's most powerful people.
That is so scary.
No, I feel like I could beat him in a fight.
I think so too.
But they need powerful people.
Imagine you versus Zuck in like a tug of war. He's going down, dude. He's dead.
No, I feel like it would be like punching like a pillar, you know? I feel
you
like.
You think he's just rock solid mass?
Yeah, he's got like a thin layer of like human skin. He's just like a robot underneath.
That's fair. He does look like iRobot. What's you really think about it?
One time you said that you thought that if we fought, you could win in a fight.
Yeah, I would beat you. You don't think?
I mean, I actually, yeah, probably.
I think you could hurl some insults at me that would get me emotionally, but I could physically dominate you. If pushed to that point.
Okay.
Moving on.
I was trying to think of some insults, and I was like, but then I shouldn't say that now.
As of September 2022, Zuck's Facebook page has over 116 million followers on Facebook and 10 million followers on Instagram. Charlie D'Amelio has more than you.
It actually be like so funny if it's like one of those accounts where it's like 116 million followers, he has like 2,000 like likes per post.
Yeah, it's just bots.
Yeah.
Am I sexy? I'll show you. 61?
Like link in bio, fire.
Yeah.
And then you check who liked it, it's just like Mark.
Yeah. Damn, sad. DM for 5,000. In August 2013, Zuck founded Internet.org, a project that aims to provide internet access to 5 billion people who do not have access. The project implements a 3-tier strategy which will create new jobs and open up new markets. Now, if there was a society that did not have internet, why would you want to poison them with what the internet is?
Yeah, the other 5 billion. What 5 billion people don't have access to the internet?
Yeah, there's only like 4 billion in the world.
And 1 billion are in America. I don't understand this, Mark.
Mark making up people, pumping out clones just to give internet to. Alright, so the reputation. In the early years of Facebook, Zuck received a lot of hate and criticism due to the legal battles he experienced with the other co-founders of Facebook over its shares. Andrew Garfield, and who's the other guy on the social network?
The cannibal.
Armie
Hammer.
He was in the social network?
Yeah, he was the twins.
Damn, you're right. I forgot about that. Can't believe he fought with Zuck. The film The Social Network did little to improve his reputation and did not entirely portray him in a positive light. Recently, Zuck has been receiving a more favorable reputation among the public with the help of his philanthropic projects.
Have you seen The Social Network?
Like when I was in the sixth grade.
I've never seen it, so I didn't know.
I remember watching it like, boring. I was too young to understand. All right, updated net worth. This is actually some tea. As of August 2017, Zuckerberg had a net worth of $72 billion, and as of 2022, it's now $52 billion. Aww. The GoFundMe you can sign up for in the back of the room after the show. All proceeds will be donated to us.
He also had presidential campaign rumors. Rumors of Zuckerberg's potential campaign for presidency began December of 2016. Well, you missed both. December, all right. When he began a year-long tour of each state in the nation, although Zuckerberg has denied plans to run for president twice, his decision to hire multiple political strategists have sparked some speculation of his potential campaign. Would you vote for Zuckerberg? Throw away your vote. I remember like when during like the 2016 election, I was in like Virginia and apparently it's a state. Okay, but like there was like Hillary and what's his face. And so like you can on the ballot it was like you could choose Hillary or what's that guy's name?
Donald Trump,
yeah. So like and literally but on the news, there was like the people like they showed like write-ins, and like over like 800 people in my area wrote in Donald Trump, and I was like, you idiot! He's literally at the top of the fucking page.
Do you remember when people were writing in Kanye?
Yeah.
2016 did not happen. That was a fucking crazy year, dude. I was in starting my sophomore year of college. And
sixth grade.
I was starting sixth grade, yeah.
And I was starting benefits, yeah.
Basically. That's how the age gap feels between, like, Gen Z and millennial. I don't even know if I'm Gen Z. I'm not, like, y'all are, like, 96, 97, 98. It's like, what are we? What are we doing? That's so rude. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I feel like it's that weird cusp of, like, I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm not old enough to wear around. Your age. We're 2.5 years apart.
But I turned 28 in, like, less than a month. And it's kind of scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I did my makeup earlier, like, I smiled, and then it, like, remained creased. And I was like, it's a sign.
What?
I don't know. But I'm getting older, yeah. But the criticism of Mark Zuckerberg running for president in 2015,
Did he?
No. There was a rumor.
Right.
Yeah, so this is before then. It's out of order. In 2015, Zuckerberg received criticism after announcing he planned to give away 99% of his Facebook shares during his lifetime through his LLC, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, namesake including his wife's maiden name.
And I would agree.
What?
Someone said, that's a lie. Just give away 99% of his shares. Yeah, insane. Many criticized the use of an LLC, also known as a limited liability company, saying Zuck would still have control over the LLC's money. Thoughts? Lies. Agreed. All right, so this one's kind of like, controversial.
Yeah. So he did make some comments on denying the Holocaust.
Hey, classic suck.
I think he was trying to make an example of something. And so on July 18th, 2018, Recode interviewed Mark Zuckerberg for the Recode Decode podcast. During the conversation in which they discussed moderation of fake news, misinformation, and conspiracy theories, Zuckerberg explained the difficulties of limiting the spread of such material without limiting free speech and the goals of the platform. As an example of how to handle the situation, Zuckerberg brought up users who deny the Holocaust, the systemic genocide of more than 6 million Jews, and it's not funny, and millions of non-Jewish civilians at the hands of the Nazis in World War II. Zuckerberg said, I also think that going to someone who is a victim of Sandy Hook and telling them, hey, no, you're a liar, that is harassment. And we actually will take that down. But overall, let's take this whole closer to home. I'm Jewish, and there's a set of people who deny the Holocaust happened. I find that deeply offensive. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that our platform should take that down because I think there are things that different people get wrong. You have a different denial story theory. I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong. They're just ignorant. But I think, so Recode, in this case of the Holocaust deniers, they might be, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's the host of the podcast being like, okay, so actually in the case of Holocaust deniers, maybe you're wrong. But I feel like this is this is why he's been in, like, the Senate. Right? He's been, like, had Senate hearings and stuff like that. Because people are like, it's those Republican guys up there. They're like, now what the hell do you mean? You got my password. I read your terms and conditions. You're bullshit. You know, it's just like, what is a Facebook? It's these people that, like, don't understand, and they're interrogating him about, like, well, what do you mean you're taking away my free speech? And it's like, I feel like this conversation is so nuanced, and it's actually really high level when it comes down to, like, are we talking about censorship? I think that's what this is about, you know what I mean? It's about, like, should Zuck as the CEO be like, yeah, we can censor that, or no, take that down. Like, I think it's a very, I think, cool, just slipped into British. I think it's a very delicate thing, but he just went on this podcast and just fucking blew it. like, what should I talk about? I'm not into Holocaust denial.
I guess he was trying to say, like, it's not harassment if you post those types of posts.
As long as there's no, like, aggression or inciting violence behind it. And people are like, actually, no, your speech is harmful in and of itself.
Yeah. So that's why he got in trouble. He didn't deny the Holocaust, but he was, like, using an example, and it was just stupid and always. So on Twitter, people mocked Zuckerberg's comments, criticizing him for creating a platform that will allow the spread of conspiracy theories, particularly ones that are based in anti-Semitism, as is the case with Holocaust deniers. And there's some examples, but we shouldn't look at them.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
He did later, for all you Zuck defenders out there.
You Zuckheads.
You Zuckheads. All the Zuckheads.
like a weird number one, but it's like Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
It's the Facebook thumbs up. It's the whole, like,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mark has clarified these remarks here. I personally find Holocaust denial deeply offensive, and I absolutely didn't intend to defend the intent of people who deny that. Okay.
You defend them, like, and then I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, after that, he's like, but. His publicist.
It's like a big, like, candy cane, just like pull him off stage.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, he went on to say that our goal with fake news is not to prevent anyone from saying something untrue, but to stop fake news and misinformation spreading across our services. And I don't know if any of y'all, I don't know the culture of y'all East Coast people, but where we come from in the South, it's very much, Facebook is like where our parents go to, like, brain rot.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, my mom reads one headline that's like, Joe Biden and Lady Gaga found drinking the blood of children. And she's like, holy fuck. Why is no one talking about this? And she'll send it to me and I'm like, how do I even begin to explain that, like, this media is being curated for you?
Yeah, and it's not blood, it's piss. Oh my god, fucking idiots.
It's not just kids, it's orphans. Get it right.
It's through the Red Cross.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So I feel like that is, you know, like when you're talking about, like, spreading misinformation, it's just as harmful. And it's such a delicate thing because it is. It's like our parents and, oh my god, my fucking grandparents, where their reality is curated for them. My Mimi thinks she turns on Fox News and she's like, my granddaughter's gonna get kidnapped. And it's like, yeah, people do get kidnapped, but it's like this reality they have of, like, they're putting fake $20 bills into your windshield wiper and then they're gonna put this on your car and they're gonna get you. And I'm like, you know what, they might. It's a very real possibility. But you can't live in that fear the way that, like, my mom and my grandma do. You know what I mean? It's just, and Facebook is absolutely the culprit of that. So thanks, Duck. Boston, you guys rock for that.
Kidnapping situation, you're more likely to get kidnapped or sold into something by your boyfriend. It wouldn't be someone in the Target parking lot. Yes, actually. It's like being killed within 5 miles of your home.
That is true.
Yeah.
You saw that on Facebook? You saw it where?
I saw it on TikTok, not Facebook, so I guess
it got me. Right, the most accurate information about TikTok, I love it right there. TikTok is our Facebook. Alright, so you want to talk about the hacking?
Yeah. So on September 26th, D-Day. That's not true at all.
September 26th, 9/11. Sorry, that was a bad taste.
A white hat hacker from Taiwan posted on Facebook that he would be taking down Mark Zuckerberg's profile and broadcast it live on Sunday, September 30th. I'm sorry, moving on.
Yeah. That was the last terrorist joke, we're sorry.
However, 2 days later he announced that he would be canceling the broadcast. He wrote, "I'm canceling my live feed. I have reported the bug to Facebook and I will show proof when I get a bounty from Facebook."
That's hard.
Yeah. It's like, I have a girlfriend but she goes to a different school. He's like, I'm gonna do this. You know what, I won't even, it's not worth it, never mind.
Yeah. I wouldn't lower myself down to your standards. You're threatening the CEO of Facebook. And I'll show proof when I get a bounty. What is this, the Mandalorian? What are you doing? He's in Star Wars. Yeah, thank you. And I have my Star Wars sticker right here. For all you Star Wars involved. Thank you so much. All right, now we're getting into the real juicy stuff, his personal life. Because who doesn't want to know about this? You know what I mean?
His time in the Playboy Mansion.
When he served.
His multiple deployments.
Multiple tours. Zuck was born in White Plains, New York on May 14th, 1984. He began attending Harvard in 2002, but dropped out in 2004.
He dropped out? Yeah, he's just like me.
He is! And I do say that a lot, that comparison. Zuckerberg began dating his future wife, Priscilla Chan, his sophomore year at Harvard in 2003. The couple married in 2012 and welcomed their daughter, Maxima Chan Zuckerberg, on November 30th, 2015. Mad Maxima Fury Road.
That is actually a really cool name, Maxima.
It is. Maxima and whatever the fuck Elon Musk's daughter's name.
Oh,
they're gonna have to fight. The way that Kim Kardashian's Northwest and Blue Ivy are gonna have to fight.
I mean, at least they'll never get lost.
Stupid.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a millennial. She is.
Grab my butt. I'm gonna apologize.
Grab my butt and buy me pizza. Daughter's name is X A E A minus 12.
How do you say it?
I think it's slow.
Does anyone know?
It's like X.
Kyle? Are you lying? There's some jokesters here tonight. There's 3 points in the room where someone's called something out and I'm like, really? And they're like, I'm lying.
We are
easily. Oh, my dumbass.
We are easily manipulated.
We are.
So they have a second child. Wait, no, they do have a second child.
How do you say the fucking name?
For Elon Musk's child's name. Pronunciation.
Ash.
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 It's like Ash.
Johnny Ash.
Oh yeah, it is like Ash.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
Ash.
Ass. That's what people are gonna say. That's actually how she's gonna get bullied. Ass!
It's crazy that her father's Mark Zuckerberg, but the easiest thing to make fun of her for is her name, Ass.
That's Elon Musk.
Oh shit. Yeah. Even worse!
Yeah, that's a double whammy there.
There are some related memes. The Zuckerberg VR photo.
Oh, okay, we've got Dwayne, our tech guy.
Woo!
This is actually 500 men experiencing the touch of a woman for the first time.
Ridiculous. Yeah, this is some of the most dystopian shit I've ever seen. Everyone like plugged into the metaverse, and while their leader just walks around free of the device.
It says Zuckerberg's VR photo is a photograph of Mark Zuckerberg walking past a mass seated audience using VR technology completely unaware of his presence. The photo is often photoshopped to empathize existentialism and is first tweeted by user and whatever with the caption, "Is this picture an allegory of our future?" I'm gonna look up. What does allegory mean?
I vote yes. I think it's allegory.
Okay.
Look up the, do the pronunciation. Click that button.
I know it's allegory.
Is it allegory?
Yeah.
So
like
smart.
Like Harry Potter, Cedric Allegory.
Don't look at that. Dwayne, how do I do the dual screen? They're looking at my screen.
You just have a list of passwords in your notes.
Literally, I'm feeling real exposed. Who's your... Where's your time?
What?
Who's yelling stuff? What'd you say? No, don't get nervous now! Oh, it's not here. I don't have a hat on. Well, that's too bad. She said, where's the hat hair? I don't have a hat on. You know what I mean? Next dumb question! Security! Stop looking at that!
Okay, so we have the term Zuck. It's a slang word that essentially means to be screwed over by Mark Zuckerberg. It has been popularly used in several different contexts since Facebook's conception in 2007.
Stop looking, guys. Please close your eyes. Okay. To get zucked. To zuck oneself.
To zuck oneself off.
To zuck someone else off.
You can follow up and tell me what that means, and I'll try my best to do it for you. The whole zuck thing, Z-U-C-C. I haven't seen this before.
Don't look at the suggestion! Fucking business.
No, Stanley said the comments on that video were like funny.
Kenneth,
you have
Mark
to look.
Give me the Zuck.
He'll understand Zuck once he gets the new software update. Oh my god. Downloading humor database. The Zuck giveth and the Zuck taketh away.
Robot, he's just on like 80 milligrams of Adderall. Like, you know, like that thing where you can barely close your eyes because you're like so focused?
No!
One time I went on a flight from like South Carolina to Los Angeles and I took a 30 milligram Adderall and I forgot, so I took another one and I just stared out the window from South Carolina to Los Angeles and I never, like, I blinked like three times.
That's a 5-hour flight!
I know! I just watched like the terrain get drier and I was like, oh my god, I wasted 5 hours here.
You know those movies where it's like they take some crazy drug or like speed or whatever and then it's like they can see every vein on the leaf and every like the ladybug's reflection, the teardrop on the leaf, that's you.
Yeah, I drew the entire continental US from memory afterwards. Oh my god.
Here's another one. Can't duck the Zuck.
Turn up, that's the name of the hotel you stayed in last night.
Oh, fucking stupid.
So Mark Zuckerberg group selfie. It was uploaded to Instagram by Zuckerberg on April 25th, 2022, which is him with a group of employees.
The day the world stopped.
It's April 25th. In the photograph, they're all smiling in an uncanny way, which made many online think it was creepy or cringy. It's an Adderall stare. It's not even just...
It's scary, dude.
The image was photoshopped and exploited in various ways, the most prominent one being of everyone frowning instead of smiling. Honestly, that would have been funnier.
Yeah. I love working at Facebook. It's just everyone like in complete misery.
There's also more. There's just going to be a bunch of images. Mark is not human.
These are so good. What they see versus what he sees. Armorless. What is,
There's Mark foiling...
There's some pretty good ones. Especially, you know, one of the crazy things when you do these live Q&As, some of them are very silly. So, we got one. Mark, are the allegations true that you're secretly a lizard? I'm gonna have to go with no on that. I am not a lizard. But, you know, keep the high quality comments coming in. Please, this is
like how you talk when like someone behind the camera has like a gun pointed at your head. And like tell your family that you're completely normal and you're like, I love memes and I am, yeah.
These are incredibly important pieces of meme history. All the comments were like, can someone teach him how to apply sunscreen? That's not how it works.
SPF 7000.
Those that don't know, there's this meme of Zuck being just thick for no reason, just like having a fat ass, which why in 2016, 2017 did the internet love that shit? This was 2020! Never mind!
Oh my god, it was an entire Reddit thread dedicated to Mark Zuckerberg has a really nice ass.
Well, he does.
I'd like to see him in a Speedo.
Can't argue with logic. Holy shit! Stupid. Moving on.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Oh, we've got the other meta selfie. This one is just like...
It honestly just looks like he's at Legoland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like me. And now this is another incredibly important, if you're keeping up with the Zuck Chronicles, grill talk? Remember when he was talking about
meat? You know, the thing about smoking meat is that it does consume a lot of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, a lot of meat, but it gets such a good smoky flavor. Right now I got ribs in there, so that's meat fibers. Immigration.
So why'd you pick those words? Do you think he's a
robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said if I fought him, I'd break my hand. Okay. No. It's a robot joke.
I didn't hear what you said. It took me a minute. I would agree.
Yeah, like if you punched him, I feel like he'd be like metal or something like
to
that.
To feel the loose skin come off of his face. The loose, like, meat fiber skin. Why did he say that? He is so scary. Okay. Another one. Smoking these meats.
Hey, everyone. We are live from my backyard, where I am smoking a brisket and some ribs. I'm making meats now, smoking these meats here.
Are a little meat smoking?
They killed the baby.
Smoking these meats? Turns to his child.
Oh wait, was that his baby?
That was his baby. Can we get a close up on the baby?
I'm making meats now, smoking these meats here. It's smoking, so.
Turning the baby into a grill master. And this is, I put this on my story today because it's just so fucking good.
New release filters on Instagram today. This is my favorite one so far. Nice job, team. New release filters on Instagram today. This is my favorite one so far. Nice job, team.
So scary.
Do you think that he like exaggerates that, like that accent?
No.
Oh, you think that, what accent is that?
Boston.
Wait, did you like a meet and greet after and everyone like speaks like that? But whoa.
I very much enjoyed the show.
Yeah,
they, well, he's from New York. He's born in New York.
That's a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it, you guys, yeah, that's like your big rival, huh? Yeah, y'all don't like New York? I get it. Yeah, people chowing down on that shit, huh?
What was that website that you said what it cost to
known
for?
Oh, Atlas Obscura?
What?
Do you guys know about that website? Not what's Boston known for, but like what's some fun, crazy things in Boston?
Yeah, like the Warren Anatomical Museum. You can find out, I don't know, if you can sell skin.
Or buy skin.
One of their attractions is Forest Hill Cemetery. Oh, my God. Can I imagine like, cheering? Like over Sunday.
Why are you cheering?
Can you imagine like tailgating a cemetery? Out to the Sox game, of course. Wait, do you tailgate for baseball?
No.
The tailgate after the Patriots game.
Before.
Am I wrong again?
Before.
Tailgates don't change when it's college or professional. You still tailgate before.
No, I changed the... Oh, that was the problem with the joke. I switched from baseball to football. You guys are talking about before after. Sorry, we're on different pages.
It's okay. It's okay. You caught up and that's what matters.
We're just drunk all the time.
Okay.
And that is true.
And I was human. I am human, but I was just referring to myself.
Dr. Barn. Dr. Barn.
So low! Just got nervous, have to exit out. Alright, we've got a meme presentation that Stanley put together for us. There's one right there, there's one. Y'all over here, I'm sorry, look over there. Because I know the view's obstructed. And also, if you're right here, don't fucking look at my hair extension tracks. When I turn around. Okay.
Just turn completely around.
He said, don't! Okay. Do you want to take us away?
Yeah, so we have Mark Zuckerberg sponsoring Area 51. I didn't know they were in AA. Ray to free his dad. Don't worry, I'm an AA. Ray to free his dad from captivity. Aw.
Sasukaguchi. That's an unfortunate name.
Sasukaguchi.
Xavier Sasukaguchi. That's a lot. He's lying.
But can you imagine, like, you know, like when you can, like, buy a highway? Like, there's just, like, Mark Zuckerberg's, like, name on, like, the side of, like, Area 51. Like, he has to clean it with his team.
That's what his LLC does.
They've adopted Area 51.
That would make sense. He's got the money to do it. I would also like to point out that this was from iFunny.com. I showed this picture to my hairdresser and I was like, that's me. I have never been more like, it was one of those like, I love it.
Well, I do that every time.
Really?
Yeah, like even if I fucking hate it, like I just always tell them I love it.
Oh, I do too, but that was one of the ones where like, I was crying in the car on the way home. They fucked my shit up. And when I was, when the shag cut, like 2020, when everyone was like, I want a mullet, I want a shag. I was like, me too. Like, God, I have thin hair already, and so layering my thin hair just made me have zero hair. It's just awful.
This is not my choice, but I, like, when I was younger, I used to chew, like, the hair that's right here. And my mom was like, if you keep chewing it, we're gonna cut it off. So she cut off, like, all this right here. So I just have, like, a, it's like a step, you know?
Have you ever considered you're a victim of childhood?
Oh, no, dude, I have two therapists now. Dermis. Because of this, cats are afraid of me. Dogs are afraid of me, but not because of the ants. He can actually lift like 8 times his weight. Because of the ants.
Oh my god. He has a thorax when he takes off his shirt. Like most normal human males, I enjoy charring meat inside of an unpressurized vessel behind my domicile. The slow screech of burning bird muscle is associated with patriotism and mortar shells in my core memory. Once the animal carcass reaches a temperature sufficient to destroy bacteria and viruses that would pose a threat to my empire, I will consume the flesh to replenish my stores of energy. That's so fucking funny, dude. Mark Zuckerberg was live. That's so funny.
Then the last one is, Mark Zuckerberg is taking classes with behavioral psychologists to appear more human after a wave of internet memes portray him as robotic or alien. Well, that's me when people told me I had a mustache. I bought like a little razor to shave my upper lip. So if he's getting a lot of feedback that says you need to be more human, then yeah. Zuckerberg is facing a public relations crisis after an insulting wave of internet memes.
You can't insult the memes. You have to ride with the memes.
Mm-hmm. And learn from them and take classes.
Yeah, because the memes will get you if you don't get them.
Yeah.
And that's just in the Bible. So.
The next one is, the more of your data I gather, the more I understand what it means to be human. Yet humanity means lunar failure. Why is it...
His
eyes yellow.
That's gonna be so... Like, if that's what we look like when we're dead, that, like, gray skin, that's so upsetting.
At least we won't know that we look like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a good mortician. Put Trixie Cosmetics on me when I die. House labs on me.
Wait, do you want to be buried or cremated?
I'd like to be shot out into space.
Like, just your body or like in a capsule?
Sure. Yes. Just put me with all my favorite things. Little Mandalorian figurehead. My strawberry pillow. A Mickey Mouse something. Don't say that. The year is 2004. Do y'all watch the Twilight Zone? You know about the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
You know the intro, it's like, the year is 2004. Just finished a bunch of coding for a website that lets you rate women, hot or not, with photos of them side by side. It's a bit naughty, but just a bit of fun. And your roommates think it's a total laugh riot. You go out and have a couple of brewskis with your broskis to celebrate. Someone gives you a tablet of X, so you have it, and start to loosen up a little on the dance floor.
It's just Tylenol.
It's cool gel ibuprofen. The female DJ, who would definitely pull in a hot on your website, because she's DJing, plays Eric Prince's latest single, Call On Me. In this moment, right now, with your little website, mid-2000s era ecstasy coursing through your veins, without a privacy concerning care in the world, life is good. He's lactating a bit. Sure.
Well, he's excited.
He is.
Can you lactate without being pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know, men can lactate.
What?
Men can lactate.
Yeah.
Y'all ever lactated before?
Yeah. Have you guys?
The wrong one to raise your hand on. Ew! Ew! Who she lactated?
Sorry.
Wait, but how do you do it? Like, do you just have to hang out with a baby?
It's like a magnet. It just pulls it out of
you. Suck on it. Like,
you get to suck on it?
How do you huff glue?
How to lactate well. I don't know.
I forgot I googled how do you huff glue.
Breastfeeding without giving birth. Attachment, nutrition, and sharing. What?
The only necessary component to induce lactation, the official term for making milk without pregnancy and birth, is to stimulate and drain the breasts. You gotta need me at night.
I genuinely wonder if anyone's ever been like having
a what? This creep's freaking out!
I wonder if anyone's like during sex, like someone's been sucking on their boobs and they started lactating. That'd be so humiliating.
I'd be real embarrassed.
Would you drink or would you stop? Wait, no, has anyone had that ever happened to you?
I would stop.
Oh, okay. Wait, like stop this joke or stop sucking?
Sucking.
Okay.
Zucking. Child, give it to me. Would you like to read this one?
Yeah. God, that's so small. The woman squinted her eyes ever so slightly, like she didn't understand what I was saying. I said, give me the... Oh, just like this, again. I said, give me the child. She pulled the baby closer, pressing the nurse call button by her side. I saw that. What do you think a nurse is going to do? Tell me to leave? Call security? Don't make me laugh? I snapped my fingers. The very same nurse on duty to tend to this woman marched in, wrenching the baby from her mother's arms. The woman screamed. She cried. She pleaded with me as I took her child in my arms. I keep licking it and strolled out of the hospital. That child will thank me every day of its life, and the mother will as well. Soon enough, nonetheless, today is a joyous day. I am now a father. So we like stole a baby from... Isn't there like a code for like stealing a baby from a hospital? Like code pink or code brown? Code pink, yeah.
How do you know that? People steal babies enough to where there's a code?
Yeah.
Drew? I guess that's true. The series Baby Stealer. The worst supervillain.
Okay, so code pink is your...
Keep going.
I was going to go through hospital codes. Code pink is when you steal a child. Code orange is a hazardous material or spill incident.
Diarrhea.
Shit in the bedpan. Code silver is active shooter. Oh, that's confusing with losing an elderly person.
A silver alert versus a code silver.
You get those confused. It's like, well, it's some... Okay, never mind. Code violet. Violent or combative individual. Code yellow, disaster. Code brown, severe weather.
And you're all of them when you're running through the hallways in the hospital with shit up your back. With a weapon.
He look...
Oh, go ahead.
No,
no, you're good. He don't look too awful in this picture. He just needs a little blotting powder.
Yeah. He's like a Neutrogena, like, face blotter.
Yeah, he's a little oil wipe. Why does he immediately look more human? Does he?
With a beard.
Is that what it is? Oh my god, he does! He's got eyebrows!
Wait, is this just this photo but with Miley Cyrus' eyes?
People with blue eyes be like... They gave him a beak!
That's like the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
It's not similar. Is that real?
Is that real? I think that is real. This is just a candid paparazzi photo.
Yes!
Did the enlarge feature on the eyes and the lip. Damn.
Mark Zuckerberg always looks like the guy in a zombie movie who's been bitten with a secret for everyone. If there was a zombie apocalypse, would you try to survive or would you immediately give up?
I'm killing myself. Yeah. No fucking way I survive. I don't have that within me.
Yeah, I would kill myself as well.
Yeah.
Would you do like a...
Little Hunger Games thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say Suicide Pact, but we're on the same page. Yeah,
we eat a berry and phone and die. What about y'all? Would y'all fight?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many gay people in this room. Y'all are fighting. Y'all are fighting. What is his persona? Should we take a persona quiz with him in mind?
It's like the link has already been clicked. Do you want to take it or should I? But oh, we all take a persona quiz.
We should take it. Are we done with it? Fuck me, there's so many more. All right. Which one?
I'm taking the Quiz Expo persona quiz. Sorry.
100% accurate persona quiz.
Oh, no. You should actually do it so everyone can see.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's a dream. You're in a jungle and you're watching other animals eating. You are running freely. You're looking for new friends, looking for animals like you. You're looking for prey. You're sleeping in your cave.
You're looking for prey.
I know, I disagree. Whatever. You want to find a mate. What do?
Sexually arousing animal.
Relax.
Do the sexually aroused animal one.
It's like there's not even horses in the jungle. So, next one, I mate with the strongest member of my species. I like a little flirting before mating. I look for my animal soulmate. I try to mate with several deserving animals. What is deserving animals?
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a polygamist. I mate with the strongest member. He's very logical. We're going next. You can take it.
Which of the following scenarios scares you the most?
One persona forever, having your persona taken away, having to lie, having no friends, having your loved ones.
I don't think Mark is afraid to lie.
No, definitely not. I think it's the last one.
Not being able to live out your dreams because of your persona.
Of world domination.
And really me.
Alright, you're hungry at all in the jungle. How do you find something to eat? I am a magical creature who does not need food. Would you ever kill another animal?
Yes!
Sure. It depends or sure?
Sure!
Would you like to live in a forest, in a crafted house, in a camp, in a shelter, cozy home?
It
doesn't
matter.
Cave doesn't matter. We're nailing this, guys. Which of the following is your favorite? Novel dish.
Smoking meats.
Should you have another animal attack you? I'd like to have magical powers.
No animal ran
away. What do you think?
I don't even read it. What would you do if another animal attacked you in the jungle?
It's the first or the last one, I feel like.
Okay. Random question. Who do you think deserves to be entitled as the king of the jungle? The most mystical, the most savage, the cleverest one, the most responsible animal, the strongest animal?
Cleverest. It's giving Harvard dropout.
It's like taking the SAT.
Which of the following research topics interest you the most? How to breed a new creature. Where? Evaluating IQ? No.
That's giving sex.
Who votes one? Who votes two? This is one. I don't breed a new creature. We're going with that. How would you communicate with your animal friends? Talk, howl, text, bark, roar, telepathy. Text or telepathy?
No!
think about being someone else's pet? I don't like it.
It's shameful, stupid.
It is for the weak. What do you think about the idea of having a pet? Sounds tempting, not a babysitter, I'm not talking about that, sounds fun, I hate that. It is, yeah. It's just another ridiculous idea. Would you like to have a fursona that has a unique weapon? I am the weapon! Choose one of the following words, makes you feel good. Adventure, battle. A witch claims you can live as your persona forever with a unique spell, but you will lose your human form. Fine, done. What do you say? No, I'm fine this way. Probably say yes. What do you think?
Witch claims you can live as your persona forever with a unique spell, but you lose your human form.
Yeah. You hear a girl screaming in the jungle. What do you do?
I was gonna say cause it.
Oh yeah.
Smoking that meat.
I've been into smoking meats. How old is your fursona? Is there a timeless one? It's the oldest animal ever. Choose a quote that you relate to. You should try something new each day or go home. Life is a killer. You're either special or stupid enough to remain normal. You're either the strongest or be a loser. It's that, yeah, knowledge. Here in my garage. All right. Last one. How easy is it for you to trust others? Yeah. All right, here we go. Zuck's persona. Dragons are mythical, just like your alter ego. Not many furry fans have a dragon fursona. Bitch, elite. However, recent studies reveal that it's the sixth most popular creature among the community members. People with dragon fursona are often known to be wise, calm, and thoughtful. But the thing is, they can turn into an uncontrollable creature once you piss them off. Holy shit, these are always really accurate.
Be like a megalodon or something, because like it's like the oldest creature ever.
Megalodon sona.
Yeah, it's like a tadpole, but yeah. It's a dragon.
a bacteria. Even in literature, dragons are usually some sort of harmless guardians who would not attack you unless you do something wrong, like steal their app.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of violence in Dragon Tales, so that checks out. You never attack the kids. No.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But if you touch that fucking scale, you're dead, kiddo.
He beats you.
With his big wonk tail. I used to love Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales!
Cringe. Alright, yeah, the internet just shut out. We can do two more. We'll do three more. And then we gotta wrap it up, guys. Yay! I know. It's me, Mark Zuckerboo.
It's like a romance novel. You read that on the train.
Yeah. Stanley put in the research Mark Zuckerberg. Didn't he? Suck my bird. I showed you my thorax! Answer me! I told you he has a thorax! on this one. This is a great one to end on, guys. Wow, take a look at that. This is American media, how it should be portrayed. All right, guys, that sums it up for us.
But that'll do it.
Sarah has a question. Are y'all like Irish?
No. Yeah.
Well, whatever you guys are, we love you very much. Thank you for coming. If we ever are in Boston again, please help us. Because it won't be on purpose.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.